35T.
Okie dokie. Gotta sit way far away from the computer here where I can still see it. W5IFN, Harold. I believe he went to 440 there for a bit. And I am next, and I are here. At least I think so. I may have to pinch something to find out. Where in the... And Mr. Victor has requested a courtesy check-in, so we got him taken care of. Miss Lucky, KG5MXA. Mr. Chris, KG5PIQ.
KC5PIQ. We'll be here. I got a couple open slots down at the bottom there, Denny.
Okie doke. Very good. Yeah, last week or two, they filled up about six of them. Anyhow, thank you very much, sir. Mr. Bobby, NE5Y.
NE5Y.
Okie doke, Bobby. I don't know if there was somebody kerchunking there or what, but anyhow, we got you. Thank you very much for being here, and we'll certainly get back to you here shortly. How about Mr. Don, W5DDP? Don? How about Al, AE5L? Al?
At control, this is AE5L. I'll hang around for the second round.
All righty, very good. Glad you made it in here this evening. Steve, KE5BYV. Steve? KD5ZYD. Chad?
Good evening, Denny and Annette. This is KD5ZYD, Chad. We're going to be probably a one and done tonight. We got some housework to do and been out and about all evening up until now. So you guys have a good evening. I hope all is well and 73s. We will catch you soon. KD5ZYD.
Hi, Chad. Very good. Well, we got you down there. Take care of the old hacienda there. Well, up in the northeast corner here, Mr. DJ, KG5QEZ.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Denny, KG5QEZ.
Well, thank you, DJ, for being here. Good signal also. Here's Alvin. You're a little too quick on the trigger. You don't even let the courtesy beep come in there. You got to pause a half a second there. KG4FUH, Al.
This is KJ4FUH, Al here.
Yeah, you are quick on the trigger, all right. Anyhow, thank you very much for being here. We got you. We'll get to you on the second round here also. And Peter, AG5 Delta Bravo.
Hey, evening, Denny. This is Peter, AG5DB. Going to be one and done. Appreciate you doing that, but a couple of things to finish up tonight. Done for you all.
Okie doke, Peter. Well, we got you. One and done. And good luck with a couple of things there. Mr. Elliot, KF5VMJ.
Good evening, Denny and the Net, KF5VMJ.
Okie doke, Mr. Elliot, we got you. Boy, trying to handle all these buttons at once is a lot of fun. How about Mr. John? I don't know if he's up in New Mexico or not. WB5Q, John? Well, perhaps so. Ken, K8WGE, Ken. And now Jorge, and I've got a mix-up on your call, Jorge, if you're here. I have KI5ANA, and that may not be correct. Yeah, no correction there. Let's see here. Mr. Galen, WX5MOR. Galen?
Yeah, good evening, WX5MOR, and I'm probably one and done. Thanks.
Okie doke, Galen. We got you. Thank you very much for being here. And, wait a minute, what's going on here? That thing keeps moving around. we got you. Me and computers are not on the bestest of friends, I think. All right, how about Justin, KB5LHM? Justin? Oh, excuse me. How about Mr. Ed, AE5EH? Trying to do too many things at once here. How about Mr. Bryce, KE5GRO? Bryce? Well, hello, Hal, and thank you very much. How about Larry, W5LHG? Larry? How about Mr. Randy, W6KPR? Randy, are you back? How about Quincy, down in Marlow Way, KK5QS? Quincy? John, KX5MOT? Gary and his mobiling around out there, KG5LQX. Gary? How about Mark, KG5ZRA? Mark? And Mike, KC5GRZ. Mike?
GRZ. I'm only in for one round tonight. I got some heavy studying to do.
Okay, Mike, very good. We got you down here for one and done. Thank you very much for being in here this evening. Much appreciated. How about Rodney, KG5SST? Rodney? About Frank, KG5NAG? Frank? About John, K5JDW? Patricia, W5UBI. Patricia? And Gordon, KAG5, Gulf, Gulf. Gordon? About Michael, WB7EOI. Michael? Well, that's the list as I have it. Let me get the pencil out here and stand by. Do we have any late, new, or visitor check-ins that would like to check into the net this evening? If so, give us a call. WA6DKD.
KG5MXA, lucky one and done.
K5MAF. 5, India Juliet Thomas.
0ZBH Mobile Brent. 1 and done.
I started the double with you. I think it's Brent. Would you give me your call again, please?
M0ZBH, November 0, Zulu Bravo Hotel. It's Bravo Romeo Echo November Tango.
A whole bunch of letters in there. Do we have any others in here this evening? Alrighty, I got Miss Lucky, and I got Mike, and IJ, Thomas, and ZBH, I have it, and I'm not sure about that, and your name, you came into so many phonetics, I didn't know where to start.
I'll slow down for you, Denny. It's November 0, Zulu Bravo Hotel, and the first name's Brent, Bravo Romeo Echo November Tango.
Alrighty, we can keep up with that. We're only good for like 10 words a minute here. Thank you very much, Brent. Do I have any other check-ins this evening?
KG5MXA, one and done.
That's where my pen ran out of ink. MXA, we got you lucky. One and done, very good. Have a good evening, and I'm glad you could check in with us this evening. Do you have any other late, new, or missed or visitor check-ins this evening? Alrighty, well, we'll head back to the top of the list here and come in for your comments and et ceteras. And Dr. Phil, KD5UGO.
Good evening, Diddy, again, and the group, KD5UGO. Mine's easy.
Brazil, Papa Hotel India Lima. Not a lot to talk about. Sitting here with Sonic the Cat, eating rice and Kung Pao chicken. And I can tell you that Sonic does not like either rice or Kung Pao chicken. So I got it all tonight. Not a lot to talk about. The grass is growing like crazy. Gonna have to get the kids over here this weekend and get it mowed again. Otherwise, the repeater sounds good. Everybody sounds good. And I'll see everybody this weekend. 7-3, everyone. KD5UGO.
Okie doke, Bill. Very good. So you found something Sonic it was not fond of. That's an almost an unusual statement there. Poor Sonic has to go with a regular chow food for him, I guess. Alrighty, Mr. Rodney said he was one and done, but did he stick around? Rodney? I guess he truly was one and done. All right, Mr. Jeff, let us have it this evening. What has been happening in your neck of the woods?
Oh, you know, typical stuff. Now, Jeff got MIA again today. I don't know what her deal is. And really hoping she would show up today. Mainly because I got something else going next week and won't be able to see her next week. But anyway, and after that, me and Mom did our normal stuff. And my cleaning lady came today and cleaned my house. And then ended up making a mess in the kitchen floor and having to clean it up. And Mom did the cleaning of the refrigerator too, but anyways, that's neither here nor there either. Anyway, catch y'all later. WACTKD in the net, KD5CKK.
Okie doke, Jeff. Oh, very good. Sounded like you had a reasonable day, except for making a mess in the kitchen. But apparently you got that handled, so very good. All righty, Mr. Bill. the grass mowing crew out there somewhere. WG5T, Bill. I guess he didn't make it. I wonder if Harold made it back. W5IFN, Harold? I reckon not. Alrighty, I am here. I are next. Oh, boy. I mowed grass Friday, and it's already needed it today. I didn't even get a chance to get to mow all the rest of the thing. Mowed around the house, like I said, Friday, and it's needed it again, and I had to mow it today. And I didn't get a chance to get to the north side. But I did run the weed eater down the little old drainage thing that's beside the pavilion down here. And I got a couple of hundred feet of it done. And, man, was that well overdue on needing some attention down there. I got to not wait so long for that thing. Man, there were some trees growing up in there that I had to take some lobbers in there to cut them down. A little bit too tough for the weed eater. But anyhow, we got a couple hundred feet of it taken care of anyway, and I'm sure glad of that. And we'll see what tomorrow brings. Don't know yet, but we'll find out. Let's see here. Victor's courtesy check-in. Alrighty, Mr. Chris. KC5PIQ. Chris, go ahead. I'm just reading your comments for you last week and the week before. Go ahead, Chris.
KC5PIQ, good to be back. I was pretty darn sick there for a little while. It's a long story, but feeling much better. Then on the tail end of that, I had a quick trip to Germany there for about a week. So
Anyhow, let's see. Catching up on everything. I got the son's Mustang motor rebuilt and in the car before school started, so he's driving that little thing around. Mowed the, I would say grass or yard, but it was more like a little forest going on out there. Got that done. And now I'm just making a list of all the things that I need to get done. Oil filters, air filters on my truck, four-wheeler, motorcycle, lawnmower, oh, you name it. So a lot of maintenance, a lot of catch-up from being out or in the hospital or in bed. So apparently the things just like to stack up. So that's what I got going on. Haven't really done a whole heck of a lot of anything else, just playing catch-up. That's about all I got going on. So, anyhow, I'll turn it back over to you, Denny. And I just wanted to say hello to the net. And, good to be back on here. KC5, PIQ, back into control.
Okay, Chris, very good. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better and glad you're back from over in Germany way. So, glad you're back. And, I made out a list one time of all the little things I need to get caught up on. And when I came back and started to read that list to see what all was done, I got so tired of just reading the list, I had to go take a nap. So that took care of part of that day. Anyhow, thank you much for being in here. Mr. Bobby, our movie aficionado and great-granddaughter chasing around the house type. Mr. Bobby, NE5Y.
NE5Y, well, I just flipped on the amplifier up there. I hadn't flipped it on in a long time and forgot that it has a fan noise, so hopefully it's not too loud. And anyway, I'm here and done okay and got most of my day free. And now that the little kid has gone back to school, and according to her, she's doing good, likes a teacher and whatever, so hopefully she'll do fine this year. And spent 2 years in kindergarten, and I think that she's a lot more mature this year than she was last year, so she should do fine. And we're hoping anyway. And I got a whole lot going on here other than babysitting in the evening for an hour or two. And Linda's going down to Texas, North Texas this weekend. We've got a granddaughter that's having a baby. And they're just, just continuously mounting up. And I'll turn it back to you anyway. And I wish everybody well and a great day and or a great night, I guess, and the rest of the week here. NE5Y clear.
Okie doke, Bobby. Very good. And on the having a baby list, my youngest daughter became a great grandma over the last week. So I get to have two of those greats attached to my category, I think. But anyhow, my youngest daughter became a great grandma. And boy, is she really thrilled about that, I'll bet you. All righty, Mr. Al, out at the radio ranch. What's happening out there? AE5L.
Good evening, Denny, and everybody on the net. Had a busy day today. Had to go over to my brother-in-law's house. He just recently hospital, and then he went to the rehab hospital, and he's still doing outpatient rehab 3 days a week. So he's had some stuff that needed tending, and I went over there and good, aired up the tires on his two cars, tried to get the battery charged in the one car that had been driven in about a year, and I think it's got a bad battery and bad battery cables, so we didn't have any luck there. But anyway, did what I could, and he's getting a little stronger every day, so he'll be back to taking care of his stuff by himself pretty soon. Anyway, that's all I know. Back to you, AE5L.
Okie doke, Al. Very good. Well, sound like you've been doing the taking care of brother-in-law's stuff there. Awful nice of you there. I'm sure that that will be greatly appreciated. And thank you very much for being in here this evening. Chad said he was doing some housework. He one and done and busy. So, Mr. DJ, KG5QEZ, what is going on up north?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Denny. KG5QEZ, not a whole lot. Sorry I missed the 6-meter net last night. I was tractoring, whatever, box blading the driveway due to some relative neighbors. Relatives and neighbors seem to be changing the landscape. They have made all the runoff come down my driveway, which I'm not very happy about. But we'll fix that in the future permanently. But for now, we just got to get it cleaned up enough to get the cars in and out without having to use the other gate, which is not as convenient. Now, let's put it that way. I'm trying to be nice here. Anyway, that being said, save that for anybody listening and curious. There is a workaround that I found on the long tail for the repeater, and that is if you have a HT that has dual bands on it that you can listen to two things at once. You could improvise with one of those dual band and only one at a time, but that's a different deal. Anyway, you stick your HT for your one side to listen to the output of the repeater, 660. The other side to basically talk on your whatever your UHF is, and then as opposed to having the other side of your base station be just set to your memory frequency with offsets and all that for the repeater, just stick it on the, that channel at simplex. So make that sucker 060, and at that point when it hears something there, it's going to send it to your HT when you broadcast on it, and the rest of the time you're listening on the HT for anything coming out of the computer. So anyway, it makes a walkie-talkie go a whole lot farther, and it would work really good in a mobile rig because you would not be sitting there burning up all your battery, retransmitting everything that the repeater puts out. You would only be using it to transmit, which uses a lot of power, we know, when you're actually transmitting. So anyway, that's that. Think about it. Food for thought. I still plan on sending that to the technical team for the club. I've just been a little bit too busy the last couple of days to do that. But anyway, food for thought, guys. Thanks for doing that. KG5QZ.
Okie doke, DJ. Very good. Well, there's some handy hints for those that want to operate some crossband repeat stuff and not have to worry about the lengthy squelch tail on the repeater. So anyhow, thank you very much. Mr. Al, KJ4FUH, what's going on in your neighborhood?
Yeah, this is KJ4FUH. Yeah, I had something interesting happen this week. Every once in a while I run up to the family cemetery up between Celia and Canton. And I decided to go up and see the farm since I'm starting to get some royalty checks from up there. So I third and four-wheel drive, and I made the turn and discovered I had a three-lane wide packed gravel road that I didn't need to drive on hardly. And so I followed it on up to the stop sign on the north side of the property that I've got, and followed the new road, and it dead ends at a great big huge oil facility that wasn't there before, so and it's still under construction with all kinds of trucks coming and going, pickups everywhere, so I might be getting a whole lot of money out of that. Anyway, KJ4FUH, back to that.
sort of a pleasant surprise there with a really slick road that the oil field that got you going there. That's very interesting and good. And thank you very much for checking in with us this evening. How about Mr. Peter said he was one and done. He's got a bunch of chores to get going there. So, Mr. Elliott, if he still ain't chasing that little 2-year-old around, maybe he'll check in with us. KFI-VMJ, Elliott.
Good evening, everyone. Yeah, I am still here, but they just yelled, so I don't think I've got much time. It is time to put him to bed. Dealing with the fun. Hey, all the students came back this week, so let's see what we can break. Kind of things at work, so that's tons of fun. Come home for the last two nights, and I've been trimming the trees that overhang my backyard, so at least that's some nice stress relief. Hope everybody else has a good week. I'm going to go put the 2-year-old to bed. KF5-VMJ.
Alrighty, Elliot. Well, thank you very much. And going to put the little one off to beddy by there. Well, very good. Sound like an interesting goodie and taking care of them trees and stuff. I'm kind of an old hand at that myself. And let's see what else we got here. Mike said he was one and done. And that's the end of the list as I have it. Do I have any late, new, or visit?